ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 30th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 3। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रचेतसो अंतर उदधौ पितुर आदेशकारिणः जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरंजनम् अतोषयन्। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रचेतसो अंतर उदधौ पितुर आदेशकारिणः जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरंजनम् अतोषयन्। मैत्रेय उवाच प्रचेतसो अंतर उदधौ पितुर आदेशकारिणः जपयज्ञेन तपसा पुरंजनम् अतोषयन्। मैत्रेय उवाच Maitreya said, Prachetasaha, the Prachetas, Antaha, within, Udadhau, the sea, Pitu, of their father, Adeshakarina, the order carriers, Japayagyena, by chanting mantras, Tapasa, under severe austerities, Puram Janam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atoshayan, satisfied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachina Barhi, known as the Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within the sea water, to carry out the order of their father by chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva. They were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One can offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, but if one repeats the prayers offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. For instance, we sometimes chant this mantra of Brahma Samhita.
Chintamani prakarasadma shukalpa vriksha laksha vritesha surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahastra shatasam brahma sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or Gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. That is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through the disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to the Supreme Personality of Godhead were repeated by the Prachetas, who were thus very successful in pleasing the Supreme Lord. Here, the Supreme Personality of God is described as Puranjan. According to Madhvacharya, the living entity is called Puranjan because he has become inhabitant of this material world, and under the influence of the three modes of material nature, he is forced to live within it. Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, Pura, and he also enters within it. Andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham. The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity and within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are both called Puranjan. One Puranjan, the living entity, is subordinate to the Supreme Puranjan. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjan is to satisfy the Supreme Puranjan. That is devotional service. Lord Rudra or Lord Shiva is the original Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya called Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gitena indicates that under the disciplic succession of Lord Rudra, the Prachetas achieved spiritual success.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Translation. The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachini Bhari, known as the Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within the sea water to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some very special points which are highlighted in the translation and in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. One thing is that one can approach the Supreme Lord only through proper disciplic succession. As we know, there are four authorized paramparas, one coming from Lord Brahma, from Brahma to Narada Muni, Narada Muni to Vyasadev, and then Madhvacharya, the parampara in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation. It's called the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Coming from Lord Brahma, who is the first living being, coming from the navel of Lord Vishnu. Similarly, there is Sampradaya coming from Lakshmi, which is called the Shri Sampradaya. One of the prominent acharyas is Sripad Ramanujacharya. And there is a sampradaya coming from the four Kumaras, which are also the sons of Lord Brahma. And there we find the great acharya, Nimbark Acharya. And there is also the Rudra Sampradaya, which is being discussed today here. There is Lord Shiva, beginning from Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is very great Mahajan. He is counted as one of the 12 great authorities who know the science of Krishna consciousness. One interesting lecture, Srila Prabhupada was explaining the names of the 12 Mahajan, is quoted in the Bhagavatam. Swambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu. Swambhu means Lord Brahma. Swambhu, Narada, Narada Muni, Shambhu, that is Lord Shiva, Kumara, the four Kumaras, and Kapila, Lord Kapila, of course, not Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Swambhu, Manu, Pralada, Bhishma, Janak Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, and Vyasaki, Shukadeva Goswami, and Yamaraj. Because Prabhupada was mentioning the name of the 12 Mahajans, and one devotee raised his hand and said, Prabhupada, you are 13th. Prabhupada said, you are 14th. Because parampara is very simple. Yes. Even if I don't know, all I have to do is follow the previous acharyas. That is what is being highlighted in today's purport. One can offer prayer. You know, there are many people who recite nice prayers, and certainly that is also encouraged. People have poetic, there are different poems written about Krishna, by many poems in Hindi also, Braj Bhasha. Many devotees have written in English also, Sanskrit. But the best prayer, according to Prabhupada, is to simply repeat the prayer of the previous acharyas. It is very safe also. That way you don't have any ego, and you are sure it is true. So Lord Shiva is actually a very great Mahajan. Yesterday Srila Loknath Goswami Maharaj was explaining some of the glories of Lord Shiva. Factually, to come to the dham, we need the mercy of Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev. Just like we come from Mathura station by the mercy of the auto rickshaw and reach here. But that is only external. Ideally, we should first be going to Lord Shiva. Every dham, there is Lord Shiva. Even in Jagannath Puri, there are 5 prominent Mahadevs. Markandeshwar Mahadev and others. I don't remember all names. But in Mayapur also, there is Mahadev. In Vrindavan, there is Gopeshwar Mahadev. Kamyavan, there is Kameshwar. Nandagram, there is Nandishwar. Wherever the dhams of the Lord are there, Lord Shiva is happy to serve. So Lord Shiva is, sometimes devotees misunderstand Lord Shiva, and oh, we are Vaishnavas, so we are not supposed to respect Lord Shiva or not enter into the temple of Lord Shiva. But we find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to many, many temples of Lord Shiva. In South India, many, Kishorinath Prabhu has been in some many holy places. Lord Shiva's temple, Mallikarjuna, Sri Shailam, Lingraj Mahadev in Bhuvaneshwar, Odisha. So many places. Because you have to see the relationship between Lord Shiva and Vishnu. Lord Shiva is the supreme, one of the best devotees. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Just like I said, among the rivers, Ganga is the best. Among the lords, Achyuta is the best. Among the Puranas, Bhagavat is the best. Similarly, among devotees, Lord Shiva is the best. Actually, there is no clash. Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee, and Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But sometimes there is misunderstanding in the mind, and especially some very great powerful kings in South India who were very fanatic worshippers of Lord Shiva. They would try to convert people to Shaivism. But actually, even Lord Shiva would be disgusted with such people. Because Lord Shiva himself is a great Vaishnava. If you go to Lord Shiva for material things, he may give you material things. But actually, those who are intelligent, like the Prachetas, if they go to Lord Shiva is giving them Rudra Geet. He is explaining how to glorify the Lord. He is simply a humble servant of the Lord, but very powerful servant. Not, there are many, many servants, but Lord Shiva's position is very special, because he is not a jivatma. The example is given of milk and yogurt. Chiram yatha dadi vikar vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatha prithagasti heto. That milk can be transformed into yogurt, and then yogurt is milk, but yogurt is also not milk. It's achintya. So Lord Shiva's position is very unique, because he is not Vishnu tattva and he is not jiva tattva. He has 55 of the qualities. Correct? 55 out of 60 qualities are there in Vishnu, 64 in Lord Krishna, 55 and 50 in the Jivatma. It's a very special position. And sometimes people misunderstand Lord Shiva because, you know, sometimes it happens because of the misbehavior of the devotees of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is misunderstood also. They find devotees of Lord Shiva taking bhang and, you know, taking some, behaving in improper ways. So we start thinking that, oh, a tendency is there. When the servant does something wrong, the master is blamed. When the disciple does wrong, the spiritual master is blamed. But sometimes devotees of Lord Shiva act improperly. Just like there's a story of that devotee of Lord Shiva who performed a lot of austerities. And when Lord Shiva was pleased, so he asked, what do you want? He said, I want the benediction that wherever I put my hand, that will kill the person, burn to ashes. What kind of brain to ask such benedictions? So we know the story that, I think it was Brikasura, so Lord Shiva. And then he started chasing Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, of course, he was running, and then finally Lord Narayan came and protected Lord Shiva by telling this Brikasura that actually the benedictions of Lord Shiva do not work so much. If you put your hand in, and if nothing happens, you will be insulted. So before putting your hand on Lord Shiva, you should try it on a private place. The best place is try it on yourself. And then Brikasura was burned. So sometimes you find characters of devotees of Lord Shiva like this, so we misunderstand Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva is pure devotee. He's playing his role. That's what the Lord wants him to do. Sometimes he acts as Shankaracharya. And as Shankaracharya, he is asked to preach Mayavad philosophy. Certainly a very, not a very dear service. But the greatness of a devotee is not what he does, but the consciousness in which he does. So Lord Shiva is asked to preach something which is not correct philosophy. So he doesn't argue with the Lord, but he says, okay, this is the will of the Lord, so I will do this. So on the order of the Lord, he preaches this. But on his private life, you find Shankaracharya, he has his, in Joshi Mutt, he is worshipping Lord Narsingadev, and he has monasteries in Jagannath Puri, Dwarka. It shows where his heart is, you know. So Lord Shiva is actually, in the form of Shankaracharya also, he is saying, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Moodhamate, oh dear fools and rascal, worship Govinda. So actually he is telling his devotees to come to Krishna. How could he not say? How can a devotee not guide others to the Supreme Lord? Compassion. And so many great qualities. He is Ashutosh, and he is very compassionate. He goes to places which no one would visit otherwise. He would go to crematoriums. He would give shelter to hobgoblins and ghosts. Like, you know, which guru or counselor would like hobgoblins and ghosts as their counselees, you know? You know, he's so kind. And if somebody introduces, so I'm the guru of this, and I'm giving shelter to this. He knows that such people have no means, no hope for deliverance. So, Lord Shiva is, in fact, as Vaishnavas, we respect Lord Shiva with this connection with Vishnu. And we see that, yes, we pray for his mercy also. We pray for the mercy of Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev. Please give me residence in Vrindavan. You cannot get residence in Vrindavan just by getting a flat or some material facility. But it's actually by the mercy of Lord Shiva. And then ultimately, Lord Shiva is worshipping Radha and Krishna. So mercy of Radharani and Shyam Sundar. So Lord Shiva's mood of compassion is exemplified in the Samudra Manthan Leela, where we find that there is churning the milk ocean, and the first thing that comes out is the poison. And the demigods are very fearful. They run to Lord Vishnu for help, and Lord Vishnu directs them to Lord Shiva. Again, here we see what a transcendental relationship is there. That Lord Vishnu could have himself drunk the poison, but Lord Vishnu wants to give credit to Lord Shiva. So, like Prabhupada, sometimes devotees ask Prabhupada, why did Lord Chaitanya not go and preach in abroad also? So Prabhupada smiled and said, he wanted me to get the credit. Rather, he wanted me to do this service. So Lord likes to give credit to his devotee. Krishna, before the battle of Mahabharata, he showed Arjuna the Virat Roop, and there you could see Bhishma and Drona and everybody were already dead. But then Lord Krishna told Arjuna, you have to fight. And Krishna wanted to give credit to Arjuna. So this is the way, just like we say in the Bhagavatam, Sadhu Ridayam Mayam. Sadhu is in my heart, I am in the heart of the Sadhu. The story of Ambarish Maharaj. And devotees do not know anything else except me. And I do not know anything else except my devotees. So that applies to Lord Shiva also, that Lord Shiva's dearmost personality is Krishna. And Krishna's dearmost devotee is Lord Shiva. And this we see in the Advaita Acharya pastime also. Advaita Acharya is Lord Shiva. And how much loving intimacy is there. Advaita Acharya is much elder. Advaita Acharya, before birth of Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya was quite old. So, in age, he was very, very senior. So Lord Chaitanya would not accept respects from Advaita Acharya. Rather, he would give respects to Advaita Acharya. He would worship Advaita Acharya. And this was very displeasing to Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was thinking that, I want the Lord should chastise me. I want that the Lord should chastise me. So we know the story of how Advaita Acharya started preaching Mayavad philosophy. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry, he went and he caught hold of Advaita Acharya and said, Advaita, Advaita, tell me what is better, Gyan or Bhakti? Speculative knowledge, impersonalism or devotional service? And Advaita Acharya smiled very confidently, said, there is no doubt about this, that impersonalism is far superior, because impersonalism is like the two eyes and bhakti is like a mirror. The mirror is not so important, the eyes are more important. And Lord Chaitanya started beating up Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya was smiling, said, now you have accepted me as your servant. So you find so much loving relationship. And then Lord Chaitanya tells Advaita that anybody who respects me but dishonors you, he will be destroyed. So we have to see Lord Shiva in that perspective, that he is the dearmost devotee. And when he is approached by the demigods for help in the pastime of the churning of the milk ocean, he tells Mother Parvati, the greatest way to please Lord Vishnu is to accept difficulties for others. So I will accept this poison just to please Lord Vishnu. He could have refused. He could have said to the demigods, when you started the business, you didn't contact me. You know, when the business was running in loss, you made me a partner. You know, this is not really very, very good logic, you know. But Lord Shiva very gladly accepted. And by his power, he could drink the poison and not be affected. So actually Lord Shiva is worshipable not only by Shaivites but also by Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas worship him as the greatest devotee in the material world. Supreme devotees in the spiritual world are the gopis. We find this discussed in the Brihad Bhagavata Amrita, that Narada Muni is traveling to find out who is a great devotee. He goes to Prayag and there is a Brahmana. And Narada Muni glorifies him, you are a great devotee. He says, I am not a great devotee. There is a king in South India, he is a great devotee. He goes to South India and there he finds that this king, he says, I am not a great devotee. I am doing some service, but see Indra, he is a great devotee. So Narada Muni goes to Indra Loka, glorifies Indra. And Indra says, you are glorifying me? You have not read the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. You know what kind of mistakes I am doing. I created such heavy rainfall. I tried to kill the Brajavasis. I mean, it's one thing to offend a Vaishnava by not bowing down to him or by criticizing him, but Indra was willing to murder all the Brajavasis just for his ego. because we can't say too much negative things about Indra, because yesterday's purport, we might take birth in Indra Loka, so he's very upset. And but Indra is a great devotee. After all, we also make mistakes, but there is no pastime taking place around our mistakes. But Indra's mistake results in such a beautiful pastime, Govardhan Leela. And he caused all the Brajavasis to come together for 7 days and seven nights. All the gopis could see Krishna. Generally, the gopis could see Krishna in the night time, in the evening time. And the cowherd boys could see Krishna in the daytime. But now everybody was seeing Krishna all the time. The 7 days seems to have a lot of significance. Parikshit Maharaj was also hearing for 7 days. So the interesting thing is that 7 days Brajavasis, they did not feel any pangs of hunger or thirst. And 7 days Parikshit Maharaj did not feel any hunger or thirst. Because Bhagavatam hearing is as good as seeing Krishna. So if they are hearing Bhagavatam attentively, then you are seeing Krishna. Sabda Brahman. Bhagavatam is the sound incarnation of the Lord. Similarly, deity also is non-different. So if you are seeing the deity, ideally, we should just be totally absorbed. We forget. We are not on that level, but and we can aspire. So Indra says, I am not great devotee. If you want to know great devotee, go to Lord Brahma. And you go to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma says, I am not a great devotee. Many times I give benedictions and put Lord into anxiety. You know, Lord Brahma gave the benediction to Hiranyakashipu that he will not be killed anywhere, in the sky, in the earth, inside, outside, in the day, in the night. And finally, Lord Narasimhadev appeared and killed Hiranyakashipu. But then Lord told Brahma that do not give such benedictions. So I make mistakes. I stole the calves and the cowherd boys of Krishna in Vrindavan. So, I am not a great devotee. Lord Shiva is a great devotee. And then again he goes to Lord Shiva and glorifies Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva says, I am not a great devotee. This way each devotee is glorifying another devotee. What this book shows is that how Vaishnavas are humble. Every devotee is great in his own place. Every devotee is very special in the eyes of the Lord. So Lord Shiva, he says, I am not a great devotee. I gave such benediction to Vrikasura and the Lord was put into anxiety. Did you not hear that I was siding with Banasur in the fight against Lord Krishna? So I am not a great devotee. If you want to know who is a great devotee, you can go to Prahlad Maharaj. He is a great devotee. So then Narad Muni goes to Prahlad, glorifies Prahlad for his faith in the Lord. And Prahlad says, I am not a great devotee. I may be remembering the Lord, but what active service I have done. Just see Hanumanji, he is so great. He flew across the ocean to get back Mother Sita. He is a great devotee. Then Narad Muni goes to Hanumanji. And Hanumanji says, I am not a great devotee. The Lord, when he finished his pastimes, he took everybody back home, back to Godhead, and told me to stay here. Is this a sign of the love? If the Lord actually loved me, he would have taken me back. But I am not so dear to the Lord. I am not so great. If you want to know who is a great devotee, then you can go to the Pandavas. They are great devotees. The Lord is becoming their messenger, their chariot driver, their friend. Generally, when you want to send a message, you take the most insignificant person and say, okay, go and give this message. You will not tell the president of the temple to go and give the message. Very, very insulting. But Lord is willing to become messenger for his devotee. Lord is willing to become chariot driver. You know, not a very high post. You know, it's not that, we don't find anybody saying in his, like in college life, we have goal of life, you know. What do you want to be in life? Nobody says, I want to become a driver or, we want to become managing director or some big post. But Lord wants to become chariot driver happily. And Lord is personally feeding the horses, taking care of his devotees. Humility is not only instructed by the Lord, but he is teaching himself also. So go to the Pandavas. They are great devotees. The Lord is always protecting the Pandavas from so many calamities. So when Narad Muni goes to the Pandavas and glorifies them, they say, actually the Lord was giving a lot of mercy before, but after this battle of Mahabharata, now we find the Lord is not here anymore. He is spending time in Dwarka. The Yadus, they are more fortunate. And among them all, Uddhava, he is the greatest devotee. And Narad Muni goes to Uddhava and Uddhava says, I was thinking, yes, I am a great devotee. But I went to Vrindavan, I saw the love of the gopis, the unparalleled love of the gopis, their feelings of separation. I understood that my love is, I don't have any love compared to the gopis. I simply desire to get the dust of their feet. And among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. So in this way, actually, what this story shows is how every devotee is glorifying other devotee. There is gradation, but everybody is perfect in their own way also. Hanumanji is happy to be Hanumanji. He doesn't want to become gopi. Everybody is perfect in their own right, in their perfect surrender to the Lord. Another important thing which Prabhupada mentions is offering prayers. We should try to repeat the prayers of the great acharyas. Like songs, sometimes devotees, you know, we may sing some songs which are very sweet and very well worded. But the best songs are the songs of Bhaktivinod Thakur and of Narottam Das Thakur, the previous acharyas, because they give the complete import of these shastras in a very simple language. Like we find Narottam Das Thakur, he is glorifying the Lord. You know, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. Bhaktivinod Thakur is singing the glories of the Lord, praying, Gopinath Mama Nivedana Shuno. Just singing those songs puts the mind in a very spiritual frame where we can think of Krishna. Gopinath, he is praying to Lord Gopinath that I am wicked, I am very fallen, I am Vishayi, I am Durjana, I am Sada Kamarat, I am filled with lusty desires. Kishu Nahi Mora Guna. He is praying for the mercy of the Lord. Similarly, all the other acharyas like Lochan Das Thakur, he is offering prayers to the Lord. There are prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. When Lord Narsingadev appears, so many great personalities, they try to appease the Lord. But the Lord is not satisfied. Even Lord Brahma is praying. Lord Shiva is praying. But Lord Brahma is praying. Lord Shiva is praying. But still, the Lord is not appeased. And finally, Lord Brahma tells Prahlad Maharaj, you go and satisfy the Lord. The Lord has appeared for you. And Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't feel proud. He doesn't think that, oh, all of you are failures, now I will go. He very humbly begins by saying, the Brahma, Daya, Sura, Guna, Munaya, all these great sages, they are not able to please you. How can I please you? And he starts glorifying beautiful terms. He says to Lord Narsingadev that one may be having all the 12 qualifications of a Brahmana, but if one is not a devotee of the Lord, he is not dear to you. But somebody may be born in the family of dog eaters, but if he is actually taken shelter of the Lord, he is dear to you. He can deliver the whole world. We have the example of Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Mohammedan family, but Lord Chaitanya loved him so much. It's so unique. Nowhere in history we find the Lord carrying the body after the devotee has left his body. It's only the case of Haridas Thakur. The Lord was dancing with his body for a long time till the devotees had to say that it's time for the rituals. So much love. The Lord fulfilled every desire of Haridas Thakur. And similarly, we find Jatayu. Jatayu was not even human body. Vulture is not a very high species, but he was totally dedicated to serving Lord Ramchandra. He knew when he was fighting with Ravan that I will be killed. He had no chances, but still he fought because that was the will of the Lord. And when Jatayu left the planet, Lord Ramchandra performed the final rites just like a son would do for his own father. So the birth, caste, economic situation, material talents, abilities, they are of little importance in devotional service. But the consciousness, the humility and the mood of surrender and dedication is what makes
the devotee dear to the Lord. I would like to read the prayers of Rupa Goswami, because the day after tomorrow is Rupa Goswami's disappearance day. How Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, when they approached the Lord in Ram Keli during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he was not successful. The first time he wanted to go to Vrindavan was when he accepted initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya. Lord Chaitanya was running Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Krishna, Mathura, Govardhan. He was just mad in ecstasy. But then there was a Akashvani, a sound from the sky, the demigods. They forbade the Lord. They said, "My dear Lord, you have come here for propagating the glories of the holy name. This is not the time for going to Vrindavan." So Lord decided to abandon, postpone the idea. Then he came back to Navadvip. And then after some time he decided to take sannyas. After taking sannyas from Keshav Bharati in Katwa, the Lord was again on his way to Vrindavan. But then Nityananda Prabhu, knowing the heart of the Lord, he told little children that when the Lord asks which is the way to Vrindavan, then you can direct them to Shantipur instead of going to Vrindavan. This is Lord Nityananda, the Adi Guru, the Adi Director, misdirecting. This is, who can understand? Lord Nityananda knows the heart of Lord Gauranga. They are both non-different, just like Krishna and Balaram, or Ram and Lakshman. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu told the little children that when Lord Chaitanya asked the way to Vrindavan, you can show him the way to Shantipur. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing in ecstasy. He didn't know whether it was day or night, whether it was sky or earth. And he just asked little children, which is the way to Vrindavan? And they showed him the way towards Shantipur. After moving a little further, he saw Nityananda moving on the same road. He asked Nityananda Prabhu, "Where are you going?" Nityananda Prabhu smiled and said, "Toma sange ami jaibe Vrindavan." I am also going with you to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya asked, "Kata dur ache Vrindavan?" How far is Vrindavan? And Lord Nityananda pointed to the Ganga and said, "This is Yamuna." So Lord Chaitanya was so happy. Oh, Yamuna, the daughter of the sun god, Kalindi. Anybody who bathes in the water of Yamuna receives love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. And then suddenly he finds Advaita Acharya ready with the boat. Started thinking, Vrindavan, Shantipur, Advaita, what's going on? How are you in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya smiled and said, "Welcome to Shantipur." So then Lord Chaitanya understood, Nityananda Prabhu has cheated me. Advaita Acharya said, "Actually, he has not cheated you, because Ganga and Yamuna, they both meet in Prayag, and the river which flows to the western direction is called Yamuna, and the one which flows in the eastern direction is called Ganga. So today you have taken bath in the western direction, so you have taken bath in Yamuna. Please come home, prasad is ready." And then there's very loving exchanges between Nityananda and Advaita. But Lord Chaitanya is still waiting to go to Vrindavan. You see, I mean, what it shows is how much we must aspire to be in Vrindavan. Even if we are physically, we are not in Vrindavan until we are aspiring for Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya then asked his mother permission. "I would like to go to Vrindavan." His mother said, "If you go to Vrindavan, I will not get any news." Because in those times there was no email or mobiles. There was no website, mahaprabhu@vrindavan.com, where you could get news about. She said, "Why don't you go to Jagannath Puri? Because Lord Krishna is also staying in Puri. And Puri is much closer to Navadvip compared to Vrindavan. And there are devotees going up and down for the Rath Yatra." So he agreed to stay in Puri, but his heart was running towards Vrindavan. See, thinking of Vrindavan is also being in Vrindavan. Everything is a matter of consciousness. To be thinking of Vrindavan, thinking of Radharani, thinking of Shyam Sundar. Even Krishna, when he left Vrindavan, apparently in Dwarka, in the night he was just remembering daytime, even in the night, he was remembering all the gopis, he was remembering Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda. You know? So this is amazing, because these feelings of separation are actually higher than meeting. Lord Chaitanya's feelings of separation are also intensifying because of not being able to reach Vrindavan. And finally, He tells the devotees, I want to go to Vrindavan. Devotee said, now it's Rath Yatra. You can go after Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is over. Now Janmashtami is coming. You can go after Janmashtami. Janmashtami is over. Now Sharad Purnima is there. You can go after Sharad Purnima. Lord Chaitanya said, I want to go to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, I'm going. Then devotee said, who is stopping you? You are the Supreme Lord. You are independent. So then Lord Chaitanya leaves for Vrindavan. But his visit is really very uncommon. He goes first to Ramkeli. He goes towards Bengal. If you see in the map, it is not necessary to go to Bengal to go to Vrindavan from Odisha. You can go directly. But Lord Chaitanya comes to Ramkeli and he is surrounded by thousands of people. And they are all chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Millions of people. And the Nawab, his name was Nawab Hussain Shah, who was none other than King Jarasandha in Krishna Leela, the king of Bengal. So he was afraid. He asked his secretary, Keshav Khan, please tell me, who is this Sannyasi Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Keshav Khan was a Hindu and he did not want that the king should create trouble for the Lord. So he spoke something which was not truth. He said, this Shri Krishna Chaitanya is an ordinary sannyasi. He has just one or two people following him. There is no need to worry. So Nawab Hussain Shah became very angry. He said, what nonsense are you speaking? You are calling Shri Krishna Chaitanya an ordinary person. In my kingdom, I pay people to get work done. If I don't pay for 1 month, nobody will come. But this Shri Krishna Chaitanya is not paying anything to anybody. And lakhs of people are following him. And you are calling him an ordinary person. People follow my order in my kingdom. But his order is followed in the entire universes. In my opinion, that which the Quran says Allah or Khuda, which the Hindus describe as Krishna, that person is Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And I hereby declare that he should be allowed to preach anywhere and everywhere without any restriction. And if anybody tries to impede his movements, then I will cut off the head of the offender. And Nawab Hussain Shah was famous for fulfilling such words, you know. He was very famous. He had broken temples. He had killed brahmanas. What to speak of others. Then the king went to meet Rupa Goswami, who was known as Dabir Khas. Rupa Goswami had become the finance minister for the Nawab. And Sanatan Goswami was the prime minister. And they were called Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. This was the Nawab's way of giving initiation, so called. He would change names. Of course, later on Lord Chaitanya gave the name Rupa and Sanatan. Earlier their name was Santosh and Amar. And here we read the prayers. When the Nawab went to Rupa Goswami and asked him, what is your opinion? Rupa Goswami replied, Jetomara Raja Dila Jetomar Gosai Tomara Deshe Tomara Bhagya Janmila Asai. The Supreme Lord who has given you this kingdom, whom you accept as a prophet, he has taken birth in your country due to your good fortune. This Shri Krishna Chaitanya desires your good fortune. By his grace, your business will be successful. By his blessings, you will attain victory everywhere. But then finally, Rupa Goswami told him, More kena puche tumi puchi apanaman? Why are you asking me? You can ask your own mind. Tumi naradipa. Naradhipa means, Nara means people, Adhipa means the king. You are the king, and the king is representative of the Lord. You can understand better than me. Then king replied, I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sakshat Ishwara. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later, in the middle of the night, incognito, when nobody was watching, Rupa and Sanatan secretly went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they offered obeisances. Nityananda and Haridas Thakur saw Rupa and Sanatan and they told Lord Chaitanya that Rupa and Sanatan have come. And now we shall read the prayers by Rupa Goswami. How one should approach the Lord, because we are trying to become Rupanuga. That means to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. They both took branches of straw between their teeth, put a cloth around their neck. Taking a straw means I am lower than the straw, taking a humble position. And they offered these prayers and they began to cry. And Lord Chaitanya told them to get up. And again they were offering obeisances again and again. And their words are as follows. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamoy Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashaya. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to the Supreme Lord. Nicha Jati Nicha Sangi Kori Nicha Karya. That we belong to the lowest class of men and our associates are of the lowest type. We feel ashamed to even introduce ourselves to you. So this is a sign of a great devotee, is he always feels himself very low. Like Prabhupada gives the example of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who would say that I am lower than a worm in the stool and more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. My dear Lord, let us inform you one thing, that there is nobody more sinful than us. Even if we want to mention our sinful activities, we become ashamed. There is nobody more offender than us. And what to speak of giving them up? Patita pava nahetu tomar avatar, ama bhai patita jagat nahi ar. You have advented yourself to deliver the most fallen. There is nobody more fallen than us. So you find a common line in all the prayers is humbling oneself. Like Narottam Das Thakur says the same thing. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar mo sama patita prabhu na paibya. My dear Lord, you have delivered Jagai and Madhai, but to deliver them you did not have to exert yourself so much, because Jagai Madhai never served low class people as we have been doing. Jagai and Madhai, they were from Brahman caste and they always stayed in Navadvip Dham. They never served low class people like we have been doing. They had only one fault. What was their fault? Their fault was that they had done some sinful activity. Now this is how great devotees see others' faults. We know Jagai Madhai, they were champions in sinful activities. You know, they would regularly break regulative principles. But how does Rupa and Sanatan see them? They say, oh, Jagai Madhai, they did some sinful activity. So even if we see fault in somebody, we say, okay, he has done some mistake, but Krishna, unless we are in the position, we are authorized to correct, better to just say that person has done a mistake and pray to the Lord. So they are actually feeling that Jagai and Madhai, their sinful activities are much less compared to our own sinful activity. Now Jagai and Madhai, you know, they were eating cow's flesh, they were murdering people, they would actually set people's home to fire. Even the government was afraid of Jagai Madhai. Today their names would be in Guinness Book of World Record, you know, for. But here they feel, oh, Jagai Madhai, they did some sinful reaction. But they would chant your name, they would criticize Lord Chaitanya. So by that criticism, they would become purified. So they are not as bad as we are. Because tomara naam laye, tomara ninda kare, sei naam tara mukti ra karan hai. Tomara naam laye, tomara ninda kare, they would criticize. So in that way they would become delivered. Just like I was telling once, I was in Hyderabad in one devotee's home, and we were, after the lecture, we went down from the third floor to the ground floor in the garden. I was chanting and one Muslim person came and he said, you cannot sit here. I said, what is the reason? He said, this is our garden. I said, no problem, you can also sit, we can chant Hare Krishna. So he said, nahi, hum Hare Krishna nahi bolega. I will not chant Hare Krishna. I said, why? He said, because, he said, I'm a Muslim. I said, you can chant Allahu Akbar. So he was very happy. I will say Allahu Akbar, but I will never chant Hare Krishna. So like that he was saying Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, whenever there was some article about Gaudiya Math, there were two articles. One was criticizing the activities of the Math and the other was glorifying. He asked how many times the name Krishna is coming. So in the article where there was criticism, the name of Krishna was coming 10 times. And in the other article it was only 2 times. He said, this is better because the name of Krishna is coming 10 times. So the same point is mentioned here, that they would criticize Lord Chaitanya. but they would become purified.
We too are millions of times more degraded than Jagai and Madhai. We are become like meat eaters, because in those times, if you serve meat eaters, you are considered meat eater. And even now, the fact is that one imbibes the quality of the person whom you serve. That's why we are encouraged to serve great souls. Mahat sevam dwar ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangha sangi. If you serve great souls, you will become a great soul. If you serve those who are attached to materialistic thing, you will also be imbibing those bad qualities. So the two brothers, they said, we have been serving low class people. There's nobody more merciful than you. You are Patita Pavan. And if you deliver us, then your name Patita Pavan will become fruitful. And one more thing we want to say. If you show mercy to us, then your mercy will be successful. If you are not merciful to us, it will be very, very difficult for you to find fit candidates for your mercy. It's like a business contract. You are selling the product. If you don't give it to us, you will not find another customer. And we are feeling so depressed. We are so low. We are not qualified to get your mercy. So we are feeling so much depressed that we don't feel that we can even qualify to receive your mercy. But he gives the example, for us to get your mercy is like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. Same way we can never get your mercy. But your mercy is causeless. He says that by serving you, one can become free from material desires. My dear Lord, I am anath. Please make me sanath. Please accept me as your servant. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He told, get up, Sunat Dabir Khas. From today your name will be Roop and Sanatan. You two are my eternal servants. And the Lord told them, please give up your humility, for my heart is breaking to see your humility. In other words, the Lord was so much moved by the humility of Rupa and Sanatan. And then the Lord gave them further instructions. Rupa and Sanatan then told the Lord that now the king is somewhat favorable, but it's not safe to stay here for a long time. After all, he is a militia and he's a politician, so you cannot trust him. Prabhupada says politician cannot be trusted. So finally Lord Chaitanya moves little further ahead till Kanai Natshala, and then after going there he thinks that I think I should go back, because Sanatan Goswami has advised me. I should not go to Vrindavan with such a big group. I should go alone. So these prayers are indicative of the heart of a devotee, and to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami means to imbibe that mood of prayer. Similarly we see the prayers in the Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj offering prayers, Lord Brahma's prayers in the 10th canto. Lord Brahma says, Athapi te deva padambuja prasada lesha anugrat evahi. Anybody who gets a drop of your mercy, he can understand you. Lord Brahma says so beautifully, like a child within the womb of the mother, the child may kick, but the mother tolerates. Similarly, I am within the womb, I am everything is within your body, so please forgive my offense. Similarly, we find that the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, a boat cannot save a drowning man. A mother and father cannot save the child, and neither the doctor can save the patient. It is only you, my Lord, the Supreme Lord, who can save. I am not afraid of your jaws or of this ghastly form, but I am afraid of this chakra, sansara chakra. And then finally Prahlad Maharaj, the most beautiful prayer, he says, my dear Lord, if you are at all pleased with me, give me the benediction that in my heart there be no material desires. He prays for his father. Will you ever pray for somebody who tried to kill you or poison you? But he prays, my dear Lord, please forgive my father Hiranyakashipu, who had offended you. Another nice prayer of Prahlad Maharaj is, I was in a well which was filled with snakes, blind well filled with snakes, and my Gurudev Narad Muni pulled me out, so I just want to be the servant of Narad Muni.
I want to be his servant. In Gaur Leela we find, in Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya is saying, please ask for any benediction. And the devotees come one by one and offer prayers. And the essence of all the prayers there is, we want to be in the association of your devotees. We want the benediction, that we may always remember you and be the servant of your servant. The essence of spiritual life is these two aspirations. To remember the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar and be the servant of their servants, and his mood, in that mood of Trinadapi Suni Chena, to incessantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I beg through Gurudev and the deities, through all the devotees, that I may also get this benediction, the mercy of all the assembled devotees, to remember the Lord constantly and never forget him, and to chant the holy name purely. In this there is everything. In this anartha nivritti takes place, in this ruchi comes, in this prem bhav, everything comes by Shuddha Harina. But that name is, the Shuddha Naam is only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments, sir? Yes, Prabhu. What is the difference between?
What's the difference between Hare Krishna mantra, and you also mentioned about different sampradayas, like Nimbarka sampradaya, the chanting Radha Krishna mantra. What's the difference between those mantras?
Essentially, all mantras are perfect if they are coming in proper parampara. One should be loyal to one's own parampara and respect other mantras also. Because after all, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Radharani is Hare. So there is no difference in one sense. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Hare Krishna, so we chant Hare Krishna. But we honor and respect all other mantras, like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In Sampradaya they chant Om Namo Narayanaya. So I was just remembering one point, the prayer I missed out. Ramanujacharya's disciple Khuresh, he was blinded by some cruel king. And when he was told by Ramanujacharya, go and ask Lord, please give me back my eyesight, he offered a prayer that please forgive those who have blinded me. Please forgive them, the king, please forgive us. So that's one part which I missed out, is in our prayers we can pray for others also. Not only those who are very kind to us, but also those who are cruel to us. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, so with your permission, I would like to explain this more.
Please.
More deeply. Please. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is, Shrimati Radharani's name is veiled. We don't say publicly Radharani. But Radha Krishna Mantra is open. You can sing or chant or doing the kirtan Radha Krishna and Radha Shyam. And this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra takes you completely different place in Goloka Dham than Radha Krishna Mantra. That realm, when they chanting Radha Krishna Mantra in Nimbarka Sampradaya, takes you to the place where there is no cows, no Nanda Baba, no Yashoda Mai, only forests of Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, and gopis, manjaris, there is no cowherd boys there. So this is place is Sampung Mai place. They always enjoying and more enjoying. There's no separation there. But our mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, takes us to the Vipalamba Dham, where there's a meeting, there's a separation, there's underground movement. Nobody knows about secret love of Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, we are chanting this Radharani's name as Hare. And we have all these different ways of hiding things, lying for the Krishna's pleasure there, not here. There in Goloka Dham for Krishna's pleasure. So we can hide really truth of secret meetings between Radharani and Krishna. So this is our destination. So we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially Sri Rupa Goswami, Rupanugas, so we can attain this realm where we can be hidden for the pleasure of Radharani and Krishna.
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo. Very nice. Yes, you would like to ask something?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You have actually cited few references as how one devotee, one Vaishnava, praising the other Vaishnava. You have quoted quite a few references. In that context, may I ask, when it comes to Lord Shiva, I believe when Prachetas approached him, he said that he can't actually give the benediction of liberation to them. Is it true that he is incapable of giving liberation to the devotees?
Lord Shiva is, ultimately, as we say, he is not independent. He is directing the Prachetas to the worship of Lord Vishnu. See, Lord Shiva is guiding them. This Rudra Gita is glorification of the Lord as taught by Lord Shiva. So if we follow Lord Shiva's direction as he directs them to the Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord Mukunda can give them liberation. Then we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.